Good evening. This is your bedtime story for the night. When I left you last night, we had begun the story of the sexy sultanesses. Two sultanesses who both had the idea to construct giant sexy statues of themselves. There would be tributes to their sexinesses, and that also, of course, would outdo the others in sexiness. There was an arms race, or a sexy statue race, between these two sultanesses. Now, it happened that there lived in the northern sultanate a artificer by the name of Redpenny, who possessed uncommon skill in the field of making cute little mechanical things, steam-powered clocks, and, you know, little grabby arms that you could use to grab something that was on a high shelf, and rubber-band-powered flying machines. And it will come as no surprise to the listener that Redpenny was immediately contracted by the Northern Sultaness to oversee the construction of her giant sexy robot statue. And Redpenny took to this task with great alacrity, being a huge fan of making robots do crazy things. And he was a good delegator of duties and an enthusiastic worker, and pleased the sultaness greatly. But it will also not be that big of a surprise to the listener to discover that in the middle of the night, one night, Redpenny was abducted and borne across the desert to the sultanate in the south, where the sultaness presented Redpenny with documentation to the effect that he, by birth, was a citizen of the Southern Sultanate, and beholden to her. She said that he must cease work on the Northern Sexy Statue immediately and begin working on hers. And, surprisingly, Redpenny was not perturbed at all by this demand. If anything, he was pleased to have the chance to improve upon his design with this new version of the same project. Redpenny worked night and day, improving on the designs of the Northern Sexy Statue when he could, and just using the old designs when he didn't feel like improving on them. But the Southern Sultaness had a second demand. She said, "Redpenny, now you must go back to the Northern Sultanate, and while we complete work on this sexy statue, you must go to the Northern Sultaness and tell her that you regret being kidnapped by me and you would like to return to your job. And though you claim to be returning to your job, you must sabotage the Northern Sexy Statue. Ideally, the statue should explode at a given signal." And the Redpenny, the artificer, said, "I've got that covered." And he withdrew from inside his shirt a whistle on a chain. He said, "If I am within a certain distance of that statue, when I blow this whistle, the statue will self-destruct, for I've attuned it to the specific frequency of this whistle. And indeed, your statue will be victorious in the inevitable sexy dance-off that will soon happen tomorrow night."